Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone. It is Thursday, the 9th of March. This is Red Men. It is the By Charge Show, your wrap-up of all the bits and pieces surrounding Liverpool Football Club this week, today, and moving into tomorrow as well. We've got a real mixed bag of things to consider on this Thursday. We've got some international call-up news. We've got someone else really good at football talking about Jude Bellingham. We've got someone from one of Liverpool's top four rivals backtracking on a Liverpool statement. And we've also got some pretty serious news, actually, with regards to UEFA and the fallout from the Champions League final and what have you, as the Real Madrid have made their stance known on what has been offered to them. And we've got a little bit of good news as well, with some fitness news potentially as well. So let's start things with the news, and this via at Scotland national team, at Scotland NT, revealing that Scott Gemmell has named his Scotland under-21 squad for an upcoming friendly doubleheader against Sweden and Wales. And within that squad is Liverpool's young superstar, Ben Doak. Yes, good to see the youngster back in fitness, presumably over getting punched in the face against Porto the other week. And yes, very much on the radar for the Scotland under-21 side as well. Obviously, he continues his development. Still such a young player to be involved in the under-21s. Is really good for his age range, of course, as well as that. Some fascinating names in that Scotland squad. I've heard of precisely none of the players on there, but there is a guy called Diami Bude, which is just absolutely sensational stuff, and Kieran Slicker. I mean, go ahead. Kieran Slicker. Outstanding work by his mum and dad, and presumably entire family at some point down the line. Right, we're going to move things on, because I've not really got any more on that, to be honest. Thierry Henry, who of course stars on CBS's Champions League coverage alongside Jamie Carragher, was talking about Paris Saint-Germain's exit and kind of critiquing their transfer policy and what have you. And as part of that, he was talking about a number of players who we thought would be good for them, but also mentioned Jude Bellingham in there as well. This via the Liverpool Echo, saying, discussing Paris Saint-Germain's failing transfer model and the need to have players who truly wish to represent the French giants, the Arsenal legends made a reference to the Jürgen Klopp standout summer target. Speaking to CBS, Henry said, if you go and get Randall Colomwani, Marcus Thuram, players like that, that will love to play for Paris Saint-Germain, you know, like Bellingham wants to play for Liverpool. Everyone knows that, right? Right? That is exactly how Thierry Henry said it. I think you can agree that I've nailed the intonation, the accent. Absolutely perfect. Right. That's, absolutely Thierry Henry there. It kind of continued, and you can watch the clip, of course. I think Jamie Carragher would have retweeted this, but the echo continues. Reacting to this statement, fellow pundit Jamie Carragher began to grin before stating, I hope so. The Liverpool legend then shared his own thoughts on PSG's failings in Europe, advising Kylian Mbappe to leave the Ligue 1 side for the sake of his career.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
For the sake of completing the quote, he said, "I mean, to be honest, I'm delighted Paris Saint-Germain have gone out. I just don't like the whole setup, everything about it. It's not a team, it's just a mess. 5 years out of seven, they've gone out at the last 16. They spend more money than anyone. They've got the best players in the world. It's brilliant because it just tells you how important it is to be a team. I think that's really important in football. We love individuals within a team, and that's not a team. But honestly, Kylian Mbappe has got to leave that club." Yeah, absolutely interesting stuff. Far from inflammatory comments, really, given the absolute honesty and obviousness of the fact that PSG have been genuinely terrible in the Champions League, despite the fact that, yes, they've gone out of their way to inflate the market, bring superstars in, pay them ridiculous wages, create some mad form of super team, and, yeah, it hasn't worked for them. Ha, 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 ha. Speaking of things that haven't worked out for someone, so Callum Wilson has been forced to backtrack on a recent quote about Liverpool. Again, this coming via the Liverpool Echo, but he's been talking to the Footballers Football podcast. At the end of February, Wilson said this about Jürgen Klopp's side: "You're asking me, are Liverpool back? What do you want me to say?" This is his voice as well, by the way. "They have won two games after the last couple of weeks, and like I'm saying, we technically let them win. It was a poor performance from our point of view." After watching Liverpool demolish United, Wilson offered an apology to the Reds on the Footballers Football podcast, saying, "I apologise for saying that Liverpool aren't back. They're back with a bang. Anything I say at the minute, the universe shows the opposite." So there you go, Newcastle's injury-prone centre-forward Callum Wilson weighing in on Liverpool's top four chances, and you know his voice clearly carries weight. But yeah, great. It's just nice to hear it, isn't it, to be perfectly honest? Right, we're going to move things forward. We've got a little piece of injury news, potentially. Diego Rueda at Diego Noticia on Twitter says, "El jugador colombiano Luis Díaz podría regresar a las canchas este sábado por la Liga Primera en el partido de Liverpool frente a Bournemouth. Además, podría tener minutos en el juego de Champions contra Real Madrid en..." Don't know what 15th is in Spanish. "De marzo, escuche el someone else desde las dos de la tarde." The Colombian player, Luis Diaz, could return to the courts this Saturday for the Premier League in the Liverpool match against Bournemouth. Thank you, Google Translate, for nailing this one. In addition, he could have minutes in the Champions League game against Real Madrid on March 15th. It also says, "Listen to V Bar Caracol," which is another Twitter account. Cool. From 2 PM. Cool. So he's obviously got a radio show or a YouTube channel or something that's going to have more information in the past when this was, because this was from yesterday. Yeah, there you go. Apparently, Diego Rueda thinks that Luis Diaz could actually be available for Liverpool to play against Bournemouth this weekend, which seems too soon. I feel like we'd have seen him in training, a bit more intense training this week, if that was to be the case. But it would be interesting to see that if he steps up perhaps today or tomorrow, then he could very well be in contention for a place at least on the substitute bench in the Bernabeu. We know you can use far more subs in that game, or have far more subs on your bench, not use. So yeah, if nothing else, it's interesting to see that could Luis Diaz's long injury absence finally be coming to an end? Wouldn't that be lovely? And just for clarification, Diego Rueda is a periodista deportivo de radio y televisión en Colombia. So yeah, he's a writer, journalist for sports, radio and television. There you go. Nailed it. Okay, cool. Right, just to switch tones rather dramatically on this. So Real Madrid have put out a statement. So we saw last week that UEFA basically announced that all Liverpool fans would be able to claim a refund on their tickets from the Champions League final because of the following on from the report, which obviously exonerated Liverpool and put the blame on UEFA, the organisation and the police, etc., as we've known this whole time. Real Madrid have been offered partial refunds, not all of their fans, but several sections of their fans. They put this statement out today, however, and this is, I won't read this all in Spanish, I'll just go directly to the Google translation. In relation to the serious incidents that occurred in the vicinity of the Stade de France in Saint-Denis, Paris on May 28, 2022, on the occasion of the Champions League final between Real Madrid and Liverpool, the club wants to communicate the following. On February 13, 2023, a report prepared by a team of experts appointed by UEFA was made public. After having examined abundant documentation and practiced the tests it considered appropriate, this team of experts concluded that, among other institutions, UEFA itself is directly responsible for what happened in the vicinity of the stadium. Said report holds UEFA responsible for the arbitrary choice of the venue and the organisation of the final itself, whose serious deficiencies endangered the safety and physical integrity of the fans who had attended the match. Many of them were victims of theft of tickets and personal effects, such as bags, telephones and wallets. And what is more serious, some of these fans suffered physical attacks that required medical attention and hospitalisation. Given the forcefulness of the experts' conclusions and the seriousness of the facts described, Real Madrid has been holding talks with UEFA in order to assess the compensation that will be offered to our fans. Our club trusted at all times that these solutions would be commensurate with the seriousness of the facts. That is to say that, yeah, given how serious it is, the compensation should be as serious as that. The scope of the damages caused and UEFA's responsibility for all of this. Unfortunately, our club considers the UEFA proposal insufficient, officially communicated last Tuesday, and which consists exclusively of the reimbursement of the price of the tickets, which is also conditioned by the fulfilment of a series of requirements, among which is included demonstrate the time of access to the stadium. The content of the report, which was requested by UEFA itself, highlights that all the fans who attended the final were victims of its deficient organisation and saw their safety and physical integrity compromised. For this reason, beyond being able to access the stadium or not, or having done so at the scheduled time, which in any case was due to the exceptional behaviour of the fans of the two clubs, the reality is that all the fans suffered an inadmissible delay at the start of the match, in addition to the unacceptable insecurity both in accessing the stadium and in its evacuation, along with additional serious damage such as robberies, assaults and threats. For this reason, Real Madrid has decided not to collaborate in the limited compensation procedure promoted by UEFA, which we ask to rectify and assume full responsibility. In these circumstances, a telematic assistance service will be set up in the coming days so that all Real Madrid members and fans who suffered damages of any kind in the 2022 Champions League final in Paris can assess the appropriate claims against UEFA in defence of its legitimate personal interests. The club will communicate the details of the aforementioned assistance service in the coming days. So yes, Real Madrid effectively turning down the offer of being of fans being reimbursed. They're not happy with the hoops the fans are being asked to jump through and all that. And effectively what they're going to be doing is setting up a service that's going to allow fans to support in seeking claims and damages against UEFA, effectively kind of similar to, I mean, again, we've seen a lot of these getting claims against various companies and what have you, whether you're paid for the wrong type of insurance, those kind of things. It's seeking that basically fans can take action against UEFA independently and hopefully collaboratively with other fans as well. But really interesting to see. And just one point, just to round this out, so Dan Austin, who of course will be well known at this point to most of us, it's effectively been the leading public face of Liverpool fans standing up against UEFA in the aftermath of the Champions League final debacle. Has put a couple of tweets out in reaction to this. Firstly, he said, Real Madrid are refusing to cooperate with UEFA's Champions League final refund scheme because it doesn't include all of their supporters. They're right, every person who attended was impacted by the incompetence of the organisers and French authorities. That being said, Real Madrid also refused to contribute to the independent panel investigation to any kind of meaningful degree. Their fans were very helpful awful the club was not. Their ongoing Super League battle with UEFA is the reason for that, I suspect. So there might be something of an ulterior motive behind a public feud with UEFA, but a club giving its fans legal assistance to seek damages from a governing body is huge. None of this is going away anytime soon. Yes, and I've spoken about this in many places before, but we effectively went to that game. Myself, Tom Dutton, who's one of our producers here, and my wife went through with the Real Madrid fans because it was nearest to the train station, which we knew how to access the ground via. And the only thing that stopped me being pickpocketed was Tom seeing someone with their hand in my bag and slapping them away. We then obviously saw lots of crowding and rushing and pushing and what have you. We saw local youths jumping barricades to get in and being chased back by the police. And then on the way out, we saw police point guns at us for having the temerity to walk in the general direction of a train station to allow us to get home safely. So yeah, and that was when to that point, we effectively went through the Real Madrid passageway to get to and from the stadium. So Liverpool fans obviously suffered absolutely horrendous treatment in and around the ground, but we got a bit of a first eye view of the treatment, the poor treatment of Madrid fans as well. There's been a lot of talk of like, well, maybe it was just Liverpool fans, and it wasn't. It very much was not. So this is a really good and interesting stance to see Real Madrid take, and more on this when it follows, like I would guess, in the coming days and weeks. But yes, as Dan Austin points out, there's clearly, it's not going away, and more is likely to be done on this one. Yes, so that brings Bite Size almost to a conclusion, almost but not quite. I just want to let you know some of the cool things that we've got coming up this week. Stee has been talking to Neil Jones from Goal.com for Journo Insight, talking about obviously Roberto Firmino's decision to leave the football club, amongst other things as well. Dan Clubb has just finished in the other room next to me an interview with Sir Martin Broughton, the man pivotal to the sale of Liverpool Football Club from Hicks and Gillette to Nesvi, now Fenway Sports Group. He's got a brand new book out, and he's been talking to him about his role in the sale of Liverpool and obviously Liverpool's general condition of sale with regard to FSG at the moment as well. Really fascinating, interesting stuff. Great insight from a man who's been really inside a lot of this stuff. So that's going to be up on redmenplus.com this week. And tonight, a former Liverpool midfielder and Championship manager wonder kid John Welsh is in for Thursday Night Pite live at 7 p.m. on YouTube, and available on demand after the fact as well. So make sure you tune in for all of those. If you want to go and get the Redmen Plus stuff, then head over to redmenplus.com. If you sign up as a monthly club captain, which is normally £5 a month, and use the code BITESIZE, BITESIZE, on the payment screen, we give you 50% off for 3 months. So yes, instead of it being £15, it is £7.50 for that three months. It's just £2.50 a month, which is more than 50p and less than £1 a week. Yeah, highly recommended. Do go over there, and I say put the bite code Bite Size in on the payment screen, grab your discount, and then you can get all of that content. And why not, as well, for one final time, revel in all the brilliance of Liverpool 7, Manchester United 0. There's a ton of videos, podcast shows that celebrate that win in big, big grinning ways. So yeah, we've got you covered over on redmenplus.com, and I hope you come and check us out over there. Other than that, have a boss day, evening and weekend, and I will be back with another Bite Size next week. But of course, it will be here without me before then.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more boss content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.